Proclamation number 0947 of 4th of June, 1939. Hour of decision. Warning to remain faithful to the Savior. In the time of harvest, the hour has come for you humans when you have to decide whether you want to deny Jesus Christ or acknowledge Him as the Son of the Most High. And this question, which is addressed to your heart, will cause you many an anxious hour until you make your choice. Listen to the voice of the heart then, and listen to it, for then I seriously warn everyone not to allow themselves to be determined for the sake of external advantage. I admonish the weak-willed that they should hold out and prove their loyalty to me. I am close to everyone with my love, and let them feel this love, and I will also make an obvious appearance at a suitable point that the defaulting and lukewarm should pay attention and reflect on their responsibility towards the soul. And I still want to wrest the timid souls from the adversary. I want to give them strength that they recognize me as their God and Creator, their Savior and Redeemer, and that they remain loyal to me with full will. And so everyone will also feel the blessing who calls on me in prayer, because I don't close my ears to any voice which reaches me in this adversity. Only the one who hands me over without any misgivings will be without my grace, for he despises what I want to give him and is therefore completely in the enemy's clutches. Then the time is no longer far away which is conjured up by humanity's faithlessness. The crowd of mine will be a very small one, and that is why I have to call out with a loud voice to persuade the apostates to turn back. I will not leave one of the children of earth unwarned. I will not leave one of them to his fate, and must therefore be strict where my love is not respected, where my courtship is unsuccessful. And the time will be bitter for all unbelievers, because they have no protection and support. They are defenselessly at the mercy of the corrupter, and help can only come to them if they turn away from the world and take refuge in me. If no one can help them, then they will grasp at straws in order to cling to them, and if they still call upon me in such adversity, I will hear their prayer and grant them my blessings in abundance so that they will grow stronger and turn ever more intimately to me. This time is near, and all signs already precede it which shall draw your attention to the fact that my word will be fulfilled in its time. It shall spare you, who want to serve me, to utmost activity so that support is granted to those who recognize. They will not become weak in the time of need. Amen.